Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Takes a shot. It's up. No good. And a jump ball. Hazelrig ties up with Lucy Spahn. Lucy just came into the ball game. And it will be River Valley basketball. Just under 10 minutes remaining here in the first half now. Richland Center in the lead, 8-5 over River Valley. Woodhouse, Heglith, left side three-pointer. DeVinny, it is no good. Rebound pulled down by Burns. River Valley really trying to crank those threes around that 2-3 zone. And so far they've hit one. Ball goes left side to Weiss. Ella throws to Burns. High post, crossover dribble, near side, Gander for three. No good for the Hornets. Weiss with a rebound, put back, no good. Rebound by River Valley. Stokes at midcourt, two on two. Drives low, tough shot, blocked. Picked up by River Valley. Woodhouse back up with a put back, no. Rebound Burns, and the Hornets had a traveling call on Richland Center. River Valley gets it back. Blackhawks will have it on the baseline and set to put it in play. The inbounder is Mackenzie Woodhouse. Throws to the corner. Caught there by Heglin. Heglin back to Stokes. Woodhouse on the left side attacking the 2-3 zone. Back to DeVinny. Turnaround jumper on the way and good for Brooklyn Stokes. That'll make it 8-7. River Valley draws closer by a point. And now the inbound for Richland Center facing the full court press. River Valley has not led in this game. Burns brings it across the half-court line. Hornets trying to build it back up. Burns, free throw line left. J.C. Gander, wing, now drives lane with a runner. Shot on the way, no good. Lucy Spahn gets the rebound, and a foul is whistled. So the foul marked into the game for Richland Center is Libby Rulin. Foul is called on Jasmine Hazelrig. That's her second. She will stay in the game. River Valley to start it in play. And here's the pass. Comes into Osborne. Osborne, right side, Heglin. Left side, DeVinny. Far side, there's a three try on the way. It is no good for Stokes. Rebound Spahn. Back to Heglin on the inside. Osborne with a hook shot, no good. Rebound Rulin. Libby Rulin back to J.C. Gander. Gander across the half-court line. Drives, free throw line left, leaves it off for Hazelrig. Ball fake. She'll drive a little closer. Looks to the inside, now takes a shot. It's on the way, no good. Rebound by Stokes. Brooklyn out to midcourt. Brooklyn moving and grooving down to the baseline. Throws it to Spahn on the weak side. She'll get it, grabs it, kicks it out. Left side to Vinny. Now Heglin just up for the baseline. Back to Stokes. Spahn, and then Gander knocked the ball away on the pass out of bounds. It'll belong to River Valley, right along the bench line here. Burns returns. Hazelrig comes out with two fouls for Richland Center. In fact, the Hornets have two as a team, and they're both on her. Here's a jumper on the way, no good by DeVinny, and the ball is knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Richland Center basketball. The Hornets get it back. 7:40 remaining in the first half, 8-7 in favor of the host Richland Center Hornets. Potosi leading Cassville, 56-26, girls basketball tonight. Platteville 23, Prairie du Chien 22, that's a barn burner tonight. And Lancaster 41-21 over Dodgeville in girls basketball in the first half. Gander on the baseline, drives down deep, gets a shot, blocked. Nice block by DeVinny, retrieved by Burns, and the Hornets resume the offense. Weiss inside. There's a nice move by Burns, and she'll score. Kylie Burns with her second basket. 10-7, Richland Center. Osborne across the timeline. Heglin on the right wing. Back to Osborne. Now drives lane, throws it to the baseline. Jumper on the way, and no good. Other shot by Stokes. Rebound by Burns. Burns gives it off to Gander. Gander across the timeline. Down to the baseline. And now drives back toward half court. Burns on the left wing. Drives to the free throw line. Now kicks it to Gander. To the baseline, Addie Board. Throws it in to Weiss. Knocked away by DeVinny. Picked up now by the Hawks. Stokes taking it home. Shot of the way. No. Partially blocked there by Burns. Put back up. No good by Osborne. And Weiss gets the rebound. River Valley misses a couple of opportunities to put one in. And Addie Board brings it across the half-court line. And Richland Center sets it up. Off a screen. Board just up on the free throw line. Backs off. Fires it now back to the top of the key. And it's Burns. Throw it inside to Weiss. She can't hang on. High pass. It goes out of bounds. Into the game for Richland Center. It will be Jasmine Hazelrigg and River Valley coming back with number 15, Grace Morey. There's a timeout as well. 6 minutes, 9 seconds remaining in the first half. 10-7, Richland Center here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dealing with ice and snow? Get ready for spring with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. They're here to equip you with top-notch New Holland tractors and equipment from compact to high horsepower, hay, forage, and even skid steer loaders. Right now, enjoy special cash back and financing offers. But hurry, these deals end March 31st, 2025. Visit Simpson's Tractor today and be equipped for tomorrow. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland, your partners for a new world.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Timeout ends, 6:09 remaining in the first half, 10-7, Richland Center. Bringing the ball across the timeline is Stokes. Throws it over to the far side, Morey. Back to the near side, DeVinny for three for the left wing. Good. Lexi DeVinny makes it a 10-10 ball game. 5:53 remaining in the first half. Into the front court, Burns. This is the first time we were tied since 0-0. Weiss on the left wing. Ella looks, now brings it out to Rulin. Give and go. Weiss catches low post. Shot up and good. Ella Weiss with her second basket. Hornets lead 12-10. River Valley takes it and sets it up on the far side. Osborne back to DeVinny. Inside, there's Blakely. Moves and now bounces it to the right side. Woodhouse throws it. It's caught now by Morey. Morey back to Osborne. Baseballs it over to the far side. Woodhouse. Backs off, nothing there. Blakely, now left side, Morey. River Valley working perimeter against the 2-3 zone. Right wing, Woodhouse. She'll leave it back for DeVinny. DeVinny on the left side, Morey. River Valley has it knocked away. Gander with a steal. Crossover, JC into the lane. Shot blocked by DeVinny. Gander got it back. Tight ropes the baseline and now sets it up for the Hornets. Weiss catches on the near wing. Looking back door, swings it over to Rulin. Libby to the baseline. Hazelrigg on a drive, call for traveling. Puts it back in the hands of River Valley. Into the game for the Hornets will be Addie Board. So the Hornets fall back on defense. River Valley on the offense. Hornets have not trailed in this one. 12-10 they lead. Ball goes to Blakely. Over to Morey on the right wing. Back to Blakely, near side, DeVinny. Blakely, now Morey on the right side. Again, Blakely, top of the circle. River Valley working it. Looking for the opening. Now Morey penetrates a bit. Gives it back to DeVinny. Deep three for the lead. It is no good, but a foul called on the three-point attempt. And River Valley has three free throws forthcoming here. So the foul is called. And let me see here. River Valley will argue this one a little bit. They're going to say she was not shooting, so wave off the three free throws. Foul is on Jasmine Hazelrigg. That is her third. She has all of Richland Center's fouls. 4:09 remaining in the first half. 12-10 Hornets. River Valley basketball after the foul. Inside to Blakely. She moves. Shot is on the way. No good. Rebound taken down by Burns. Burns. Back to Board, and across the timeline it goes for the Hornets. Off a screen from Weiss, Board down to Hazelrig. Lobs it inside for Weiss. Knocked out of bounds by Davini. Coming up at halftime, they will honor the state teams for Richland Center. A lot of women here tonight that were a part of that and their families. Over one section here tonight, I see a lot of familiar faces. Brittany Ewing Armstrong, our guest on the pregame show, kind of talking, kind of the spokesperson for the group here tonight. But what a great group. Ball comes inbounds, Richland Center basketball. Ball goes to Gander. Gander, free throw line left, dumps it inside to Weiss, knocked away by River Valley and picked up by Osborne. And here comes Karina all the way down the board. She's going to be fouled in the lane. That'll be the fourth on Richland Center. This is the first on Libby Rulin. And the Hornets fall back on defense. River Valley ball. Inbound for Blakely. Inside, they're going to kick it to Davini. Morey over to the far side. Caught there by Woodhouse. Now Morey, left side, clearing everybody out. River Valley takes it over to Morey. Top of the wheel, Gander knocks it into the backcourt. There's a trip up, and the ball rolls loose and out of bounds. It'll be River Valley basketball. Both teams going after the ball that time. There was contact, but it kind of went both ways, and the ball rolled into the backcourt and out of bounds, and River Valley gets the ball back. 3:08 remaining first half. Top of the circle, Woodhouse. Left side held up there by Davini. Lobs back for Morey. She'll drive, swings it inside. Osborne hooks the shot up, no good. Rebound, Richland Center. That's pulled down by Kylie Burns. Kylie with the outlet pass. Off it goes to Gander. Gander across half court. Drives down deep. Now walks it back toward the half court line. Gander on a drive. Hands off to Addie Board. Board with the ball. Down to Gander in the corner. A runner on the baseline, no good. Rulin with a rebound attempt. And it's out of bounds. It'll belong to River Valley. They are letting them play tonight. There's no doubt about it. Coming in, number 5, Brooklyn Stokes. And number 4, Heidi Hegland. Lucy Spahn, number 13. Hornets fall back on defense. River Valley with the ball. 12-10, Richland Center. 2:28 remaining first half. Spahn on the left side. On the wing, looks to the inside, drives down deep, throws it back to Hegland. Hegland with the ball, lobs way to the far side, caught there by Stokes. Inside shot no good by Hegland, but she is fouled on the play and will go to the free throw line. Foul marked on Richland Center. That'll be on Addie Board. That is her first. Richland Center with 5 fouls, River Valley with 4. Here in the first half. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Hegland will get one more. Trying to pull her team within at least 1 point. Couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that is on the rim and no good. And Osborne, trying to secure the rebound, cannot. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Richland Center. River Valley has maintained a pretty solid full-court press for the whole game. And Burns will be bringing it in play. After the ball is retrieved, sometimes that takes a little while. Pass comes in, it's caught by Board. Board along the near side, drives up across the half-court line, all the way down deep, stops, backs off toward the corner, and diving in there to knock it away is Blakely, and a jump ball call. Cuba City boys leading Darlington 43-41. That's in the second half. Hillsboro boys up on Brookwood 52-20 the score. Richland Center basketball. J.C. Gander from the baseline lobs it in. It's caught by Board. Board near the top of the circle goes left side. Held up by Weiss. Weiss throws it low and it is out of bounds. Had it for a second in the hands of Burns, but it was a little high, and River Valley gets it back. So both teams have had opportunities. This is a very low-scoring first half. Both teams have had some looks and some trips down court where they did not get a shot off. Spahn down to Osborne. Posting up, kicks it out. There's a three by Stokes. It is short. Rebound in the lane by Blakely. Up on the putback, no good. Rebound by Weiss. She gets the ball and whips it out to the left side. Taken now by Kylie Burns, and the Hornets leading by 2. Ball handed off now to Gander. Near side caught by Board. Board on a drive, nowhere to go. Gives it back to Ruland. Ruland to Board. Board moves around the defender, now drives. Tough shot, no good. Double dribble called. We'll put it back in the hands of River Valley. Blackhawks with a minute 18 remaining here in the first half. Hegland on the wing, back to Spahn on the left side. Bounce feed down low. Osborne again kicks it out. There's a three try in the air and good for River Valley. Stokes nails it, and this is River Valley's first lead. 13-12 with 1 minute to go here in the first half. Burns in the backcourt. Now runs it across the half-court line. Stops, gives it now to Addy Board. Board with the ball, moves to the right side, drives all the way down deep, takes a shot, no good, but she is fouled on the play and will go to the free throw line. So Board will take aim with 44 seconds remaining in the half. Foul is on Karina Osborne. That is her first, team's fifth. Board at the line, free throw in the air, on the rim, and no good. She will get one more look. Second throw. Couple of dribbles. Board in the air with that one, and it is no good. And a line violation anywhere, it appears. But the line violation was on River Valley. So Richland Center will get another try. A chance to even the score. Addy Board dribbles a couple of times. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. And we are tied at 13. River Valley ball down to the left side. Blakely now, here's Hegland. Shoots a two. It is good. Heidi Hegland gives River Valley a lead at 15-13. 34 seconds to go in the half. And Stokes across the timeline trying to knock that ball away from Burns. Richland Center ball. Hornets looking for a good one here near the end of the half. Back to Gander off a screen. All the way left side, down to the baseline, is cut off. Gander stops, nowhere to wander, leans in, fires it back to the right side, and a foul called on Hegland. That'll be number six on River Valley, two on Heidi. And so the inbounder will be Addy Board and Richland Center with 13.6 seconds remaining. Down by two at the end of the first half. Into Gander. Gander with the basketball. JC across the timeline. Throws right side. Caught here by Weiss. Back to Board. 15-footer on the way. No good. Out of bounds. It was partially blocked. So, and in fact, the clock, I don't think, shut off right away. So they're going to add a little time. They're going to put 2 seconds on the clock. And River Valley will be the inbounder. So the inbounder will be Gander. Yep, so they've got 2 seconds on the clock. Hornets bring it in. Weiss in the corner. Can't get the shot up in time, and that'll do it for one half of basketball. River Valley comes back to lead just a couple of times late, including at the horn. 15-13, River Valley leads Richland Center in this tight, low-scoring game here this evening. The teams go to the halftime locker rooms. Again, there is a special program coming up at halftime. We'll talk about it a little bit later on and more details on some of the reminiscing that's going on tonight. Our Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update also will be heard tonight at halftime. It's a 15-13 River Valley lead. You're listening to high school girls basketball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
It's a big weekend for wrestling, and a year after a snowstorm forced cancellation of the event, the annual Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational will be held tomorrow in two gymnasiums at Weston Schools. Richland Center will be there. Here is head coach Silas Coleman.
Yeah, we really enjoyed going to Ithaca Weston. A lot of good competition there, and the tournament just well ran. It's one that we look forward to every year.
What about the lineup right now? Are you getting most of the holes filled?
Yeah, we have most of our holes filled. I believe we'll be around 11 or 12 wrestlers in our lineup, which I'm really happy with. just because kind of at the point of the year where you get injury bug or different illnesses, stuff like that, where it gets hard to sometimes field the full team. So with having 11 or 12 guys, I'm really happy with those numbers.
I know it's a January grind, but you look at it, Silas, we're about a month out from the postseason, aren't we?
Yeah, about a month out. And so, yeah, it seems like it's a long time, but that flies by, especially when we start to wrestle more during the week now this month as well. Like those times are going to fly by, and so you really got to take advantage of the practice time that you get. Just that way you can fine-tune those things and continue to get the guys working on the things that they need to improve on.
You have a meet later with Riverdale this month too, don't you?
Yes, we're going to go to Riverdale. That'll be a quad. That'll be us, Riverdale, and Ithaca Weston. It's kind of been going back and forth the last few years on that one with where we're hosting it at. And so it's just kind of happened to be back in Riverdale this year. But again, some tough teams there. And so we like to get that one in every year.
Richland Center wrestling coach Silas Coleman. His team will be involved in the Ithaca Weston event going on tomorrow. River Valley will host its own invitational. They'll be busy this weekend. Here is co-head coach Dan Makovic about the teams that will be there.
Hartford Union, Reedsburg, Peck Argyle, Evansville, Darlington Blackhawk, and I believe I have all of them. There's eight teams. We're full this year, which is phenomenal. Every year we're trying to scrounge and get some more. Broadhead Judah is one of the other ones that's there every year as well. Mr. Heglin talked to us saying, hey, what are your thoughts of having a girls' tournament? I said, that would be phenomenal. So he asked all the boys' teams that are coming. The eight boys' teams are sending all of their girls that are not competing at the big Wausau tournament. I mean, that's about 2 to 3 hours away, so having a local tournament has really been beneficial to us. So we have all the boys' teams that are wrestling at the invite. I know Fenimore is bringing some of their girls, and a few other teams that are not in the boys' tournament are coming along as well.
Right. The whole goal is to be ready for the postseason, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, getting kids mat time is a huge goal, too. So, for example, if a varsity kid's not ready to go, we've been working on JV kids. Like, Bradley's been filling in when we can, if our 150 is hurt, or if Wyatt Knockreiner and Blake Brickle, they ran into a situation where they're going to have more than 50 matches, so we didn't have them wrestle at Sauk, and Bradley was immediately ready to fill in, but then we said, now let's get you to the JV State Tournament. He said that was a good goal for him. So the kids who are up in the room right now, they all know that these last two duels, they have an opportunity to get in there because our goal is to fill a team and give those two duels everything we have.
River Valley co-head wrestling coach Dan Makovic. Good luck to all the wrestlers in Southwest Wisconsin during this upcoming busy weekend. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in Southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
WRCO. 15-13, our score. River Valley leading Richland Center at the halftime break. The Hornet girls in the advantage for much of the half. River Valley did not lead until taking a 13-12 lead with 1 minute remaining in this first half. The Hornets then would tie it, and River Valley would take the lead again with 34 seconds left, and that's how we stand here at halftime. A very nice halftime program here, and they had several of the women back from those years, those teams of 20-plus years ago, and a couple of managers, and a nice speech by Michelle Keller, who was an assistant freshman coach on the team, and they gave the WBA award that Steve Board won in 2023, officially presenting it tonight in front of the team and in front of the hometown fans as well. So a very nice program. On the Filney flip phone tonight, scores include Southwestern leading Mineral Point, 44-38, boys basketball in the second half. Hillsboro 64, Brookwood 26, Royal 69-46 over Bangor. Some girls' games. I know there's a lot of interest in this one. Platteville 25, Prairie du Chien 22. That is a close one tonight. Lancaster leading Dodgeville 60-29. Second half of this one coming up in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa know-how.
First half is over. Just ahead of the second half, here's how the first stanza went. Scoring wise, River Valley is led by Brooklyn Stokes with 7, 3 each for Lexi DeVinny and Mackenzie Woodhouse, and 2 points for Heidi Heglin. For Richland Center, 4 points apiece for Ella Weiss, Kylie Burns, J.C. Gander, and 1 point for Addie Board. 15-13, our score. River Valley in the lead. The Blackhawks won the junior varsity game by a score of 49-39. Lots of photo opportunities with the old team members. I shouldn't say old. Former team members. They've got some photos going on here tonight and a little celebration after the game. We are ready for the second half. It's underway. River Valley inbounds the basketball. Heidi Heglin back to Mackenzie Woodhouse. Left side to Vinny. Blackhawks with Stokes and Osborne as well in the starting lineup. River Valley back to the left side to Vinny for 3. On the way, on the rim, no good. Fought for, rebound by Hazelrig. Jasmine starting here in the second half along with Kylie Burns, Addie Board, J.C. Gander, and Ella Weiss for the Hornets. Bounce feed down to Hazelrig. Back to Board on the left wing. 15-13, RV in the lead. 17 and a half remaining in the game as the Hornets set up offense for the first time in the second half. And Burns drives down low, pivots, nothing, gives it back to Weiss. Free throw line left. Weiss on a dribble drive inside, knocked away by River Valley. Nice steal by Woodhouse, picked up by Heglin. Heidi brings it across half court, throws to the corner. River Valley for a 3, it won't count. It's traveling, and it goes back to the Hornets. So the inbound will come from the sideline, and Richland Center on the offense going against a full court press. So Gander fires it back to Burns, and Kylie runs it across the half court line. Now gets down deep, 15 footer blocked out of bounds by Lexi Davini. Seen a lot of blocked shots in this game going both ways. Davini and then Emma Myers, when she was in there, had her share, and then also Ella Weiss for Richland Center. Ball comes in. Here's Board on a drive. She is fouled as she drove to the lane. Foul on number 5, Brooklyn Stokes. That is her first foul. So the inbounder coming up will be J.C. Gander. Gander looking from the near side, brings it in. Caught by Weiss. Three-pointer on the way. Won't go. And out of bounds, it'll belong to River Valley. You heard a busy River Valley wrestling weekend as well, with the tournament tomorrow for boys and girls and the youth tournament on Sunday. I was thinking about entering the youth tournament. Ball comes in play, and the ball goes to the left side. Hegland. Hegland on the left side. Back it goes to Davini. Now the far side, Hegland feeds it inside. Shot on the way, no good. Blocked by Board, and a foul called for Addie. That is her second foul. Now, I wouldn't want to tangle with some of those kindergartner one, maybe first grade, second graders. I've been to their practices. I know what they can do. Free throw is good by River Valley. Stokes will get one more as River Valley takes its largest lead, 16-13. Second throw now for Stokes. In the air, and it is good. That'll make it 17-13. In favor of River Valley. Ball comes in play, and the Hornets have it across the half-court line. Burns tries to throw it low, knocked loose, stolen by River Valley. Here comes Osborne, two-on-one break, throws left side, tough shot, Davini, and she scores. Well played by River Valley. That makes it 19-13 as they finish on the break. Burns is trapped in the backcourt for Richland Center. Needs some help, throws to Addie Board. Board across the timeline. Now fires it over the right side. Here's Gander getting it down deep, and she is fouled on the play. Foul is whistled on Heidi Hegland, which will be her third. So going to the free throw line will be J.C. Gander. Gander gets the ball from the official. This one in the air, and it is good. Gander with 3 for 3. Free throw shooting. Ella Myers checks in for River Valley. It is 19-14. Richland Center trying to get a point closer. This one in the air, and that is no good. Short for Gander. Rebound by Burns. Now Board, far side Weiss. Ella throws it into the lane, and it's going to be knocked away. Picked up now by Gander. Her shot is no good. Blocked by Hegland. Now picked up on the far side by Osborne. Baseballs it up ahead to Stokes. She'll lean it in and score. Stokes leaning in, got it, and that makes it 21-14. River Valley finding its offense. And lots of times in the open court, getting some steals. Addie Board in the backcourt. Now a timeout taken by Richland Center. They were struggling to get it across. Good defense by River Valley. 15-28 remaining in the ball game. Area girls basketball led by River Valley. 21-14 over Richland Center on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Hornets had the ball in the backcourt and were not going to get it across. The 10-second violation was quickly approaching, and Coach Cooey was able to get a timeout. Inbound feed for Gander, called for traveling as she stepped across the midcourt line, and the ball goes back to River Valley. Fenimore boys have beaten Boscobel tonight 67-37. Iowa Grant leading Riverdale 40-31 in the second half. That's in boys basketball. River Valley with the ball. Osborne bounces it off to the near side. Stokes airmails it to Devinny. Wide open three from the left wing. Good. Lexi Devinny nails the triple, and River Valley all of a sudden leads by 10 points, 24-14. Hornets into a trap at midcourt. Jump ball call. And Gander tied up on the double team by River Valley. Goes back to the Blackhawks at the midcourt line. And wait a minute. Upon further review, the alternate arrow, it goes to Richland Center. Here comes the pass inbounds to Weiss. Weiss with a pass back to Burns, and it's knocked away, and a foul called. That'll be on number three, Mackenzie Woodhouse, which will be her first. Into the game for Richland Center, number 21, Ella Clements. Ella making her first appearance this half. Scored her first varsity points the other night in the game against Kickapoo. Ball comes in play, and Weiss with the basketball throws it down to Board on the baseline, knocked away by Osborne and out of bounds. It will be Richland Center ball on the baseline. Royal has beaten Bangor in boys basketball, 71-46. That one a final tonight. Pass comes in play for the Hornets. There's Clements, shot on the way from the outside. No good. The rebound pulled down by Devinny. Going the other way, River Valley across the half-court line. They'll send it down to the baseline. There's a long three on the way. No good for Stokes. Rebound pulled down by Clements. And the Hornets will take it the other way. Across the timeline. Stopping, and then a carry is called on Kylie Burns. So River Valley will take over again. Blackhawks with the ball near the midcourt line. Hornets back off. They've been fairly successful in the 2-3 zone tonight and have stayed there, played basically that throughout the night. River Valley kind of finding the combination. Emma Myers is into the game now as the Blackhawks take over. Got a little inside height there. Ball goes to the left side. Now Osborne penetrates a bit. Fires back to Woodhouse. Starts it over to the near side. Throwing it inside. Now down low to Myers. There she is, and she'll score. Ella Myers catches the pass and finishes. 26-14 to score. River Valley right now on a 7-point run. Board for a 3-pointer. On the way, no good. Rebound Woodhouse and the Blackhawks. Woodhouse with the ball up near half court. Air mails it to Devinny. Now back to the right side. Stokes throws it weak side. There's Myers again. Ella Myers lays it in. River Valley has doubled them up now. 28-14. 13-41 remaining in the ballgame. Pass comes to the left side. Burns is double team. Brings it across half court. Now stops. Yo-yos the dribble. Looks to the inside. Fires it now to Clements. And Gander on the right side, her pass to Weiss, standing at the free throw line, back to Gander, three on the way, and it's no good. Rebound Weiss, Ella to the corner, Addie Board for three on the way, no good. Rebound by Osborne and River Valley. Karina baseballs it over to the left side, caught there by Woodhouse, now to Devinny, three on the way, on the rim, no good. Myers rebound, put back good. Ella Myers with six straight points for the Blackhawks. 30-14, River Valley on a big roll right now. Pass comes to the baseline now, driving is Gander, shot blocked by Myers, but Ella's going to pick up a foul on that one. That'll be her third. So going to the line, Richland Center with 12:50 to go. River Valley's had a nice half here. They have doubled up. They have as many points now as they did the whole first half, and we still have 12:50 to go. Free throw coming up for Richland Center. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Gander will get one more. River Valley on an 11-0 run right now. into the game for Richland Center is Charlie Bailey, seeing her first action. Free throw is good by Gander. That'll make it 30-15, River Valley. Bailey wearing number 30 on her varsity uniform for the Hornets. River Valley basketball. They'll inbound it to Divini. Three from the left wing. It is on the rim. No good. And rebounded by Myers. Ripped away and a foul called while on the floor there, it looked like. That'll be on Burns of Richland Center. Kylie picks up her first personal foul. Here's the inbound pass. Caught on the left side by Woodhouse. Stokes near side to Woodhouse. Takes a three. On the way, no good. Fought for and loose on the floor. It's picked up by River Valley. Myers in a crowd. Shot on the way and good. Ella Myers makes it 32-15. Boy, she's had a run here since coming back into the game. Here's Burns. Dropped low. Knocked away by River Valley. Picked up now by Stokes and Osborne to the front court. Right side, Stokes for three. It is no good. Rebound, Charlie Bailey and the Hornets. Bailey trapped, gives it over to Burns on the left side, and the Hornets will walk it across the half-court line. 12 minutes to go in the game. Down to Bailey on the left wing. Drives all the way back toward the top of the circle. Tries to skip it low, knocked away by Osborne. Picked up again by Bailey over to the right side. Caught now on a drive. It is Gander. Shot is up, blocked. Myers and Osborne had her pinned in. Outlet pass now for Woodhouse. Woodhouse stops, pivots, throws it right side. There's Myers. Drop step low. No. Traveling is called. And it'll go back the other way. Hornets with the ball. 11:33 remaining in tonight's game. River Valley in that full court press. Ella Clements catches the inbound pass. Gives it back to Kylie Burns. Burns weaves her way up toward half court. Across the timeline. Knocked away. River Valley gets the steal. A pick two for Divini. And they're going to wave it off. And a foul call. I'm not sure where the foul came from. But I think they're going to wave off the basket. So wait and see what the official call is. They're going to call that on Brooklyn Stokes. Her second. Addie Board is into the game. So the Hornets will get the ball back. River Valley with five fouls as a team. Richland Center with two here in this half. Weiss is trapped, now brings it across half court, throws it high for Board, and out of bounds. It will belong to the River Valley Blackhawks on the end line. And here they come. Inbound for Osborne. Pushes it to the left side. Caught by Mackenzie Woodhouse. Woodhouse directing traffic, attacking the zone. Throws to Divini. Quick 15-footer from outside the L. Now comes in with a shot. No good. Myers put back. Good. And she's fouled. Ella Myers now 10 points all in this half, leading River Valley's resurgence. The foul is called on Ella Weiss. That is her first. River Valley will wait to shoot free throws as Richland Center has taken a timeout. 10:55 remaining here in the ballgame. River Valley 34, Richland Center 15. Area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Timeout is over. Richland Center back to the floor. River Valley awaiting now as the Hornets will get set on the blocks and Ella Myers will shoot free throws. She'll get the ball from the official. Ella, who had an outstanding year in volleyball, carries that into basketball. Shot on the way, and that one is good to complete the three-point play. River Valley has now taken a 20-point lead. Ball in the backcourt, stolen by Myers. Takes it in, hook shot on the way, and good. Ella Myers with 13 points. 37-15. Richland Center with the basketball as they weave it across the timeline. And Clements is double-teamed. Loses the handle, throws it to the backcourt. Over and back is called. River Valley will get it back, and the Blackhawks will take the ball. Woodhouse and company. River Valley has really made some adjustments here for this second half tonight. Pass goes to DeVinny. Down deep. Tough shot. No. Weiss commits the foul. And going to the line will be River Valley. Ella with her second foul. That stops the clock with 10:30 remaining in tonight's game. This one at the line. Lexi DeVinny in the air, and that one is good. Bella DeVinny, her sister, has been out injured and should be back. River Valley's resurgent year continues, but they hope to be at full strength by the end of the regular campaign and hoping to get maybe a home game in the postseason at least. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Fought for, and the rebound by Burns of Richland Center in the backcourt. Kylie weaves it up toward half-court line. River Valley really getting the trap on at half-court. There's a baseball pass down to Clements. Airmails it to the near side, and it's knocked loose and out of bounds. It'll belong to River Valley. Hornets missing some opportunities to set up the offense. It'll go back the other way here. River Valley has opened up the lead at 38-17. Here's a three by DeVinny. That is no good. Gets her own miss. Drives back in, nowhere to go. Kicks it out, three-pointer on the way. That is no good for Stokes. Rebound by Woodhouse, back in, yes, and she's fouled. Mackenzie Woodhouse with a plus one, and River Valley's run continues here tonight. That'll make it 40-15. And at the line, Mackenzie Woodhouse, her first trip to the stripe tonight. This one on the way, and it's no good. And the rebound, River Valley. DeVinny fouled on the putback. And we'll go to the free throw line. That gives Richland Center six fouls. River Valley with five. And this one is on Kylie Burns, which will be her second foul. So heading to the free throw line is DeVinny once again. Takes a look. This one is in the air, and that one is good. That will make it 41-15 into the game for Richland Center. Number 40, Jasmine Hazelrig. Went to the bench with three fouls earlier. This one in the air, and that one is good. Lexi DeVinny makes it 42-15. River Valley having an amazing second half. Ball goes to Weiss on the left side, and she is called for traveling. It'll go back the other way. So River Valley has outscored the Hornets 27-2 here out of the first half gate. 9:50 remaining. Here's a three-pointer on the way, no good. And the rebound lost by the Blackhawks and out of bounds. It rolls toward some of the alumnus that are being honored tonight. I think some of those women, I know some of those women, all of those women could still play. Pass comes in play. It's going to be caught by Gander on the far side. Gander airmails it back to the near side. Caught by Addie Board. Board to the far side. Going to be taken by Gander. Gander down deep. And it's blocked by Myers. Outlet pass for Woodhouse. Woodhouse to the front court. Woodhouse, DeVinny, right side, Stokes. And a traveling call. Lots of stories with that team. I remember when they were on their run, and of course they had most times they had the same starters every night. You know, got a veteran team locked in as they were, but Steve Board, I would talk to him before every game, and he wanted to play a trick on him. Pass comes in play, Hazelrig up near midcourt, throws it off to the middle, and it's intended for Weiss, but picked off by River Valley, and Stokes swings it up, but traveling call. So he told me to circle the names of several of the underclass people that weren't starters. So I circled like five numbers, and he told me to purposely kind of go by and show it to a couple of the starters, and I did. And I said, man, I don't know what's going on, but you guys are all benched tonight. And we let them stew on it for a few minutes. They thought they'd really done something wrong. And afterwards, we just had to say, sorry, we were just fooling on that. Looks like another foul called. Yes, this is on Lexi DeVinny. That's her second. Richland Center basketball midcourt. Bringing it in, J.C. Gander on a drive. Tough shot, no good. Rebound, it's going to be Myers. Up to DeVinny. Now swings to Brooklyn Stokes, and she's called for double dribble. River Valley's really pushing that fast break here in the second half. Hornets will get it back. Burns will be the inbounder. Throws it into Board. Board on the far side. Lobs it across to Hazelrigg into the front court. Knocked away by River Valley. Picked up by Woodhouse. Hazelrigg goes after it and is going to be called for the foul. That is her fourth. And the seventh on Richland Center. So bonus throws coming up now from here on out for River Valley. The shooter is Mackenzie Woodhouse. It's a final tonight. Platteville has defeated Prairie du Chien in girls basketball, 55-47. Great ball game. Platteville stays unbeaten in the conference, and Prairie with its first loss. I believe Prairie's second loss overall, but their first loss in the conference. Free throw is good by Woodhouse. Iowa Grant boys leading Riverdale 57-47 in the second half. Cuba City has beaten Darlington. Hey, how about that game? 60-58. Cubans get the win. Woodhouse makes the free throw. The only flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless tonight as we check scores each and every night. Ball to the corner. Gander for three. No good. Rebound put back up. No good by Burns. Ella Myers with the rebound. Myers with the outlet pass. Osborne. Swings it over to Woodhouse. She'll drive a bit closer. 14-footer for River Valley. No good. Gets her own rebound. Good hustle. Fires it back now to the near side. It's going to be Osborne. Osborne with the ball. Throws it low to Myers. Myers goes in a crowd. She is stopped. And she is fouled. Foul called on Libby Rulin. That will be her second. And River Valley will shoot free throws. Into the game for the Blackhawks, number 20, Kalia Blakely. Brooklyn Stokes checks out. Here comes the free throw in the air, and it is no good for Myers. Ruland with the rebound. Richland Center gets the outlet pass to J.C. Gander. Gander across half court, crossover dribble. Drives all the way to the far side, off the screen to the corner. Gives it back to Weiss. Weiss to Burns. Top of the circle. Burns inside. Now knocked away by River Valley. Stolen now. Here goes Woodhouse. Down deep. Tough shot. No good. Put back by DeVinny. That is good. Lexi DeVinny makes it a 46-15 ball game. Richland Center has scored just 2 points here in the second half. River Valley has run away with a traveling called, as it is called on Kylie Burns. And the whistle sounds coming into the game for Richland Center, Rieslin Johnson. And for River Valley, Lucy Spahn returns. So the inbounder for River Valley. And they'll bring it into Blakely. Heglin and Blakely in the backcourt. Heidi with the basketball. Spahn, high post to Vinny. Spins, gives left side. On a drive, there's Blakely. Lobs for Myers. There she is in the crowd. Goes up, scores, but it looks like they're going to call a tie-up. Yeah, it looks like Ella Weiss got a handle on that ball, and so the jump ball is called. It goes back to Richland Center. On further review, the officials checking the arrow. It's going to be River Valley ball. Hornets were set to inbound, so River Valley will do it instead. Heidi Heglin to do the honors. Heglin brings it in. Spahn, top of the circle. Pivots, now drives to the right side. Caught by DeVinny. Back to Spahn. Over to Heglin. 15-footer on the way, no good. Rebound tipped out and last touch by the Hornets. It will be River Valley ball on the sideline with 7:08 remaining in tonight's action. Into the game for River Valley, number 15, Grace Morey. So Blakely looks to pass it in play. Morey to the left side. Hegland, 18-footer, won't go. And it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Richland Center. River Valley touched it last. Wrestling coverage tomorrow. Reports from the Ithaca Weston Invitational. Boys basketball on Monday night. We look forward to bringing you that from Wanewalk, Riverdale and Wanewalk. Boys basketball. Going to be a little chilly. Pass comes in. Burns driving all the way down deep. Hooks a shot up for the Hornets. No good. Put back up by Weiss, and that is good. Hornets break a big scoring drought. 46-17 the score. Ball comes to the right side. And now left side for Spahn. Spahn down to the baseline. Looks to the inside. Now drives. Lucy shot on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Rieseland Johnson. Johnson with the ball up to the midcourt line. Fires it over to Burns. Burns penetrating from the left side down to the baseline. And a reach-in foul called on Lucy Spahn. Lucy will be called for the foul, and that will be River Valley's seventh. That will put Kylie Burns at the free throw line. Big run again. River Valley has had some real sizable runs. This one is good by Burns. Just going back to figure it out. 15, let's see. So a 16-0 run was just stopped for River Valley. This one in the air, that one is good as well. Burns makes them both. Into the game for River Valley, number one, Karina Osborne. And River Valley will use a timeout. 6:19 remaining, 46-19. River Valley leading Richland Center in area girls basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
46-19, River Valley in the lead here in the second half at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. 15-13 at halftime. That's what is kind of the head-scratcher. River Valley has really made some strides and really tuned up that pressure in the second half. Really got into a push-it ball game, really pushed the tempo up. And also the emergence of Ella Myers off the bench here tonight with a total of 11 points. Make that 13 points all in the second half. River Valley basketball. They'll swing it to the near side. Caught by Blakely. Blakely with the basketball. Tries to throw it inside. Tipped by Gander. Picked up by Weiss. Richland Center takes it the other way. J.C. Gander into the front court. Yo-yos the dribble. Crosses over. Drives. Gives it off to the left side. Caught here by Johnson. Rieseland moves toward the right side. Weiss grabs it. Drives down deep. Tough shot for the baseline. No good. Rebound lost out of bounds. Last tip by River Valley. Richland Center basketball. Substitute coming in, Elizabeth Gostomski for River Valley. Elizabeth is in, and Richland Center will put it in play. Ruland catches along the baseline. Gives it back to Gander. Gander over to Burns. Kylie on a drive, gives it off to the far side. Johnson for three. No good. Rebound Lucy Spahn and River Valley. Lucy out near the far side, fires it off to Osborne, up to the corner. Gostomski called for traveling. And Richland Center will get it back. Hornets with the basketball. They need some help in the backcourt. River Valley continuing to put on a little pressure. Length of the floor. Gander walks it across the timeline, and now we'll set it up. Gander over to the left side, drives down deep, is cut off. Gander keeps the dribble. Drives back toward the midcourt line, fires it off to Rieslund Johnson. Johnson on a drive, all the way to the far side. Stops, pivots, gives to Gander on the right wing. JC on a drive and is fouled on the way by River Valley. That'll be the Blackhawks' eighth foul. So it's marked on the board. That'll be on Karina Osborne. That is her second. Ella Weiss goes to the free throw line. She has 6 points. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound by Osborne of River Valley. Half court, pushes it up ahead. Gostomski down the boulevard, and the pass led her a little too far. She's called for traveling, and it goes back now to the Hornets. Southwestern has held off Mineral Point tonight, 79-77. What a ball game. Boys final tonight, and the Pointers highly ranked. We've seen Southwestern this year. Saw them against Ithaca. In fact, the Bulldogs had a pretty good opportunity to maybe win that game